The universe is not our friend. I am not speaking metaphors. I am serious. The default setting of the universe is cold. It is dark. It is empty. Leave a cup of hot coffee on a table. It does not get hotter. It bleeds its warmth into the void. Leave a house abandoned for 100 years. It does not become stronger. It returns to dust. This is the law. The universe trends toward stillness, toward silence, toward the end of things. The scary part is that this is our logic too. We build our societies on this cold logic. We call it fairness. An eye for an eye. A service for a service. If you help me, I will help you. It is balanced. It is transactional. And it is cold. It is the logic of a machine. It is the logic of a rock. And yet, look around. We are here. We are alive. In a universe designed to pull everything apart, how is there warmth? How is there life? It is because the Creator made an exception. The Borei Olam made an exception. He injected a new force into His creation when He made us in His image. Atzelem Elikim, Achelik Elikai Mimal. He gave us neshama, a soul. He gave us the one power that defies the cold logic of the universe. The power to create goodness. This force is not an accident. It is the entire point. It has a name. Chesed. Loving kindness. We know this because this is the foundation of Klal Yisrael, of our people. When Avram's servant, the Eved Avram, the servant of Avram, Eliezer, went to find a wife for Yitzchak, what was the test? What was the one single qualification for the mother of Klal Yisrael, for the mother of our nation? He didn't test for intelligence. He didn't test for wealth. He didn't test for status. He tested for one thing: absolute, radical, illogical kindness. He stood at the well and made a simple, fair request. Please give me a drink of water. A fair person would have given him the water. A logical person would have fulfilled the request, and that would have been the end of it. But Rivka Imenu, she broke the logic of fairness. She saw beyond the transaction. She saw a human being. Achelik Elikai Mimal, Atzelem Elikim. And she saw his need. She said, "Drink, my Lord, and I will draw water for all your camels too." Why this test? What was this defining moment? Because that is what a human being is. A creature created in the divine image for one purpose: to be a vessel for chesed. Fairness is what a rock does. Kindness is what a neshama does. This is the neshama engine. It is an engine. It creates life. It creates warmth from the cold. Fairness is the logic of a machine. If you do this, then I will do that. The neshama engine is the logic of Hashem Yisborach. The chelek elikai mimal, the neshama. I want to share a story about this chesed engine, this neshama engine. A nurse named Rachel. Her city was at war, a terrible time. The hospital was overflowing. The doctors were good men, but they were practical. Their rule was cold logic. Save the ones who can't be saved. Let the others die comfortably. One day, they brought in a soldier so badly wounded, he was considered already dead. The doctor looked at him and said, "He is gone. Give him medicine for the pain." The doctor was being logical. He was being fair to the hospital's limited resources. But Rachel looked at this man, and she did not see a dying body. She saw a neshama, a chelek elokai mimal. She began to work. She tore part of her own shirt for bandages. She fought for hours. The doctor screamed at her, "What are you doing? You're wasting your time. He is dead." Rachel did not stop. She only said two words, "He is here." She did not sleep. She gave him her own food. She broke every rule of logic and fairness. On the fourth day he woke up, he lived. Why? Not because it was fair. Not because it was logical. He lived because she cared. Because her neshama engine was stronger than the cold. That is the neshama engine. We are taught to be fair, but fairness is the baseline. Fairness is the logic of the rock. A machine can be fair. Our job is to be human, to honor our godly image, our chelek elokai mimal, our neshama. Every one of us right now is standing between these two lights, the cold blue light of what is fair and the warm golden light of what is kind. When we leave this room, we have a choice. Will we be a rock? Will we be a machine? Will we be just another part of a universe that pulls everything apart? Or will we be a neshama? Will we be a neshama engine? Will we be the warmth? The world is freezing. Make it warm.